We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
What about his boss, Ryan Pace? What are the things that you feel like during his tenure as GM and his connection with Nagy, we've learned about Ryan Pace?
People cannot lose sight of the fact that all roads of this mess point back to Ryan Pace. It's just this team has talent issues and they have coaching issues. And the person who generally manages the decisions that are made about the players on the field and the coaches that are coaching them is Ryan Pace. And so when I go back and I look at the opportunities he has had as a general manager, I'm flummoxed. I want to know what spell he has cast over people to think that he is still doing an adequate job, that he should fall up in the organization. Why do people lose sight of the fact that he is very much at the center of all of this? It's just an open-ended question that I just continually grapple with, and I don't understand why people can't see that.
Make me a bicycle clown!
Oh, happy day! A new day is dawn, Bears fan! Bass drop!
Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. George McCaskey will speak to you, the Bears fan, at 1 o'clock today. So don't go anywhere. We will carry the entire press conference, and George McCaskey will lay out what he thinks about what's happened during Ryan Pace's tenure and now how they go forward. If you're just joining us, if you just like jumped in the car or you're at work, Ryan Pace, Matt Nagy are gone, and George McCaskey is going to give us a blueprint for, or as much of a blueprint as he can, about the future of the Bears franchise coming up at 1 o'clock. We are going to talk with Big Ant Heron. He is going to join us. Usually we talk with Big Ant at 1, but obviously George is going to speak at 1 o'clock. We're going to talk with him in the next segment, but I don't feel like a full revival is necessary, but Herbie, I do feel like that this is a changeover, and I do feel like that this is a, I don't know, maybe like a new world order? We are going to talk with Big Ant Heron. There are big things being done at Halas Hall, and he is going to break them all down. There's a new world order at Halas Hall, and we are going to discuss it next on The Score.
New world order.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station. Anthony Herron.
All we got to do is do our job and punch him in the mouth every single play.
Bears Monday with Big Ant.
One of the offensive linemen from Indiana just starts like kind of ramming my face in the ground, basically, in the midst of a pile of bodies. So I, with my dexterity that I have and the flexibility, I rear back while my face is in the ground, and I just kick him in the chest. So all the officials see is a big body, a big Hoosier body flying backwards, and my foot being the reason why.
He gave me some kind of Bruce Lee cross kick or something.
I kicked the out of him.
Sirius XM and Fox 32 football analyst.
They have no idea what goaded me into doing that, so I end up getting ejected from the game because I kicked this dude in the chest and he goes flying.
Oh, yeah! Look at you! You was popping all that good second ago, then you got kicked in your chest!
Anthony Herron and Lawrence Holmes on 670 The Score.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We appreciate that we are your choice when breaking news happens in Chicago. And the breaking news, of course, is that Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy are out. George McCaskey will speak at 1 o'clock. You will hear the entirety of that press conference here on The Score. Joining me now is Big Ant Herron on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino out in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. And this segment with Big Ant Herron is being brought to you by Horizon Therapeutics. Our mission to transform patients' lives is personal. Thanks to everyone who is hanging out on Twitch. If you're like, wait, I tuned into The Score and I don't know what's going on. What do you mean by Twitch? Twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. You can actually watch the show. You can throw it up on your smart TV and watch the show as it goes on.
Twitch.
Big Ant, thanks for joining me. Are you surprised that the Bears made this move this quickly?
No, I'm really not. I feel like you look at the last few Bears head coaches, kind of when it's pretty apparent that it's irredeemable, that this ain't the guy. I feel like they've moved on, you know, pretty quickly. You know, Mark Trestman got 2 years. John Fox got 3 years. Matt Nagy, 4 years into a run where he's had a winning record. This season is the first time he's had a losing record. And, of course, he started off like such a ball of fire with the 12-4 record. So, I mean, you know, regardless of the fact that, you know, myself and probably some others, even towards the tail end of that 2018 season, looking at this like that there's some screws that need to be tightened here. So you could see that there were some things that were being, you know, not managed as well as they could offensively even back then. But, yeah, I mean, he certainly – you know, the success up to that point of the team earned him a few seasons to see if he could get it right, and he didn't. And so they moved on. So, I mean, I would have been – the only thing that even put me in doubt about maybe Ryan Pace sticking around is because that was some of the reporting that was out there, at least that potential existed. But I think if anything else, I don't necessarily have a big issue because I was saying this to Olin last night on the post show. I'm pro-continuity. We do see both at the NFL level, at the college level especially, man, like you know with the SEC folks, how they roll, they cycle between coaches so quickly that if you don't immediately have that 12-4 start with the division title, folks want you to scram quick, man, and it's really difficult to put your stamp on something in a sport like football where there's so many individuals, there's so many bodies, there's so many moving parts, these organizations, these conglomerates are so mammoth, it's hard to put your stamp on football at a moment's notice, and it usually does take a few years. where Matt Nagy ended up failing is that he regressed. It wasn't like, you know, if he started 8-8 and then progressed towards 12-4, obviously that's the preferred cycle. And there were so many things that were messed up just with his management, especially of the Bears offense. But I'm not shocked the Bears moved on, because we've seen them kind of, you know, cycle through coaches and a few GMs at this point of recent vintage. For whatever reason, though, every head coach GM combination and times that the coach gets replaced under the same GM, the cycle has been over the last few coaches that they get worse. And that goes beyond Matt Nagy because it predates him. It goes beyond Ryan Pace because it predates him. We're seeing football teams that at best plateau, and I'd say for the most part don't progress, but they regress after that initial season that the head coach is there. And there certainly seems to be something that the Bears as an organization need to figure out. How do they address that? How do they put these quality hires, like hires that I didn't question? I thought John Fox was a fine hire. He'd taken multiple teams to a Super Bowl. You were just coming off the Mark Trestman debacle. Yeah, you needed somebody with some solid NFL bona fides to come in, and that's what John Fox was brought in to provide. But for whatever reason, man, a bunch of folks wanted to hire Matt Nagy. A bunch of folks wanted to hire Ryan Pace. It's not necessarily the hire that I question. They haven't worked out. So in retrospect, these weren't the right guys for the job. But once they get here and they have the gig, none of them are getting better for some reason. The team isn't improving under their watch, and there's several different examples of this. So one thing that I think we need to hear from George McCaskey when you play the press conference on The Score here in about a half hour, why is that the case? How do the Bears as an organization address that there's not progress once you put new management, new coach, new GM? Once that's in place and you make a hire from, you know, other candidates who other people wanted as well. So in theory, you're making hires with people with the right resume, but then they get here and they're regressing. And why is that?
Big Ant Heron, along with being a player, was also a league executive. So we get to tap into that part of your brain today, which is really exciting. If the Bears came to you a few weeks ago and said, how should we go about trying to find the right fit for GM and then maybe allow or president and then allowing them to do the rest of the football stuff, what would have been your answer to them?
The word development has to be at the lead of those discussions in describing what their structure is for making sure that the organization does develop under their leadership. How do you make sure that Justin Fields will be a better quarterback a year from now, 2 years from now, than he is today? How do you ensure that the depth of your roster will be just rich with all this fertile talent that isn't there right now? Because under the Ryan Pace regime, we've seen them have to use draft capital to cover up for past mistakes over and over again at positions that they didn't get right. We've seen them have to use free agent capital and monetary capital to continue to cover up for mistakes on the roster that just hadn't developed in the way that they should have or could have. And so with that as this pre-existing example, then how do you get the development of your roster? The players are certainly chief amongst those, but even the development of your coaching staff, of your assistants, we need that sort of all-inclusive approach to development. I would want somebody who's running my entire football organization. You know, you take it a piece at a time. How are your players going to develop? How's my roster going to be nurtured and improved here? But then in addition to that, because you're going to be the one hiring my new head coach most likely, so how does my head coach and the coaching staff under them, are they coming in with the benefits, with the resume and the bona fides that we're already looking for, and they're already going to be, everybody's got a Super Bowl ring from somewhere before? If that's not the case, which isn't likely, how are you actually developing the coaching staff that's going to be working under you to make sure, say you end up losing, you know, we have a big season and we lose the OC, but we got somebody else who can step right into that gig. You know what? There's some assistant coach that's here. Are we identifying the talent that's there, putting more on their plate, giving them the opportunity? The development overall of the Bears organization really seems to be lacking. And, you know, Brandon Staley is obviously the most recent example of that. I think Sean Desai, as great a talent as he seems like he is just in 1 year on the gig as a defensive coordinator, they kept him on board. So that, and I, at least partially, if not largely, credit Sam Acho for at least being like a loud voice that got out ahead of the Sean Desai thing. Maybe the Bears weren't going to go that route. But identifying talent within, nurturing it, developing it from a player and a coach perspective, that's not something the Bears have excelled at.
What do you want to hear from George?
I think a lot of it comes down to how the organization will be different and better. You know, because it's you obviously get to be around a lot of the guys who played under Lovie just like I do. And so, you know, Lovie getting fired after 10-6. I think there was a competent case to try and make for that because you felt like things had maybe plateaued. You wanted things to enhance from there. That hasn't been the case, obviously, consistently in the decade since then. But if you are, and it feels like you need to fine-tune the structure of the organization, I think that's part of what George should be able to describe. They've had time here to plan for today. I don't think it sounds like George is stepping to the mic solo. I don't think he just went to bed last night and decided that this morning that he's stepping to the mic solo today. I don't think they just decided they're firing Matt Nagy. They didn't just decide they're firing Ryan Pace. George and those around him have had time to think about this and to have the potential, the ability here to describe how the organization will be better, how it's going to improve. And so there's platitudes that can be thrown on that and, you know, sort of speak in broad general terms. Broad general terms about specific candidates for GM and for head football coach, I'm completely good with that. That makes all the sense in the world. But to be able to talk with some defined sort of sense of the structure of the organization and how that may change, how that will enhance versus what's been the case before. If it's just about we're going to hire the best people, then I think a follow-up question should be, well, George, it really did seem like you hired quality people previous times. So you certainly hired people that other folks wanted, but people want to be a part of the Bears franchise. This fan base is attractive. This city is attractive. This is one of the biggest brands in sports on the planet. So, yeah, it's elite just off that, off what the McCaskey and the Hallis family has built. That doesn't necessarily mean that that's enough to win based off of that. So it's an attractive job. You've gotten quality candidates before. But the follow-up, if he's just talking about, like, you know, we're going to go out and hire the best people, how are those best people going to be put in a position to succeed? Because you've hired really good people and good candidates in the past here. I didn't have a problem with anyone who's gotten hired the last few cycles. Well, Trestman, all right, I didn't know anything about Trestman. But I feel like they made hires that other people were very interested in, and it hasn't worked. Why hasn't it, and how will you restructure things in a way that gives the next hires a better opportunity for success?
Is time an issue here? Or can the process take a little while if they end up finding the right person?
The process can take a while if your franchise has the stability to apply it. You know, I mean, like, I think Eric Bieniemy seems unlikely as a Bears hire because they vacillated back and forth so much. You've gone from the somewhat traditional old school defensive guy in Lovie, and you felt like we needed to go out and get kind of the Wunderkind offensive guy from the CFL and Trestman. Then Trestman flamed out really quickly. You're like, you know what? We need kind of an old head to come
stability.
In and stabilize
yes.
things. Yeah. So you go to Fox, and then Fox is like boring and he doesn't know anything about quarterbacks. So all right, let's go ahead and get the young offensive guy again. So I don't you know, Eric Bieniemy, I think will essentially be viewed in a similar vein as Matt Nagy. So I don't know that the Bears will be willing to go that route. That being said, whether it were a Bieniemy or a Byron Leftwich or a Jim Caldwell or whomever, man, like if there's candidates who may take a little bit longer before they're done, through Caldwell in there, but a candidate who may take a little longer before they're done with their previous gig, or a Jim Harbaugh who may take a week or a couple of weeks to kind of weigh a bunch of options that are going to be on his plate, I think you're okay waiting that out if you feel like you put competent structure in place for those individuals. There's a lot of good football coaches out there. I don't know how many of them the Bears still had necessarily on the staff at this point, you know, with some of the recent hires that got made here. But in the end, there's people who can coach and teach the game. But there's a reason that the Pittsburgh Steelers are always good, that the New England Patriots are always good. There's a reason that the Detroit Lions are always bad. There are some franchises who just have better, more defined structure than others. And I think that the Bears don't need to necessarily rush the hire. The clock matters, especially once you identify who you want. Yeah, the clock matters, but I don't think the clock can necessarily dictate, like trying to move fast just so you beat somebody else, unless you know for sure that's your dude. And I think the process is really what needs to be there, more so than just feeling like a decision has to happen quickly.
How much do you value, if you're them, a candidate that walks in and says, yes, I'm behind Justin Fields, versus a candidate who walks in and goes, I'm willing to look at all of the tape, and I have looked at all the tape of Justin Fields, but I might want to go a different way at quarterback?
Yeah, I don't need somebody who's sold on Justin Fields from day one. I need someone who proves to me that they, whomever the quarterback is, whoever the roster is, that they know how to nurture and develop talent. I don't need them sold on Justin Fields. There's been so much capital that's kind of been wasted at quarterback here from the Ryan Pace era that I don't think the McCaskies, I don't think George McCaskey and the Bears can go into these next hires feeling like the next person has to save us money or save us resources that we've already spent from before. You know, the cap situation just monetarily isn't like overly critical, but they are going to be in a tough spot. There's going to be some decisions that have to be made, from my understanding, to at least free up cap space, because I don't think anyone at least wants to admit, and I doubt the Bears want to feel like they're going to go into like a full rebuild anyway. So if you're hiring someone who you really believe in, who says, you know what, I don't know if Justin's the guy, I got someone else who I think is going to be the guy, or frankly, that I want Justin to have to fight for the job or come in and prove something, I think you should be completely fine with that. Like, I, Anthony Heron, completely believe in Justin Fields and think the proper structure around him, he can be a great player. That doesn't mean the next coach has to be that. And frankly, if they got some other quarterback who's going to be great for the Bears, that's the direction they should go. But what's chief amongst any of that is to have someone who you believe will come in and have everyone be better, you know, sort of promote the best out of everyone, including the quarterback position. And then if Justin Fields has to show them his greatness to earn the time on the field, that's cool. That's how it should work. And frankly, I think he'll thrive in the midst of that regardless. But I don't think you necessarily bring in someone just because they believe in Justin Fields and maybe they got, you know, somewhat of a resume that's associated with some QB success or lineage. They need to prove to you. They need to put it on paper, put it on the board, and you know, sort of convince you verbally that they have the ability to develop not only that position, but positions all throughout this roster. Because as I've talked to you about before, that was one of the biggest failures of Ryan Pace's time here, was the development of draft picks. There's not a lot of draft picks here who've been over the last seven seasons who have turned into consistently great football players. And it just puts the franchise behind the eight ball so much when not only are you using additional draft picks to make up for guys who didn't develop, and then you're using free agency to try and at least just get frontline starters because your draft picks haven't developed into that. At some point, you got to start hitting at a higher level on some of these things. And that's where your coach, your general manager, you need to bring in people who you are confident can hit on the roster. And then in the end, like if the McCaskies believe in Justin Fields, then it won't necessarily matter as much whether or not the coach does from day one, as long as you're confident that the coach can put an offense and a staff and a QB coach, a developer in place that will get the best out of him.
Big Ant, as always, I appreciate the time and the information. Thank you so much for adjusting your schedule for us.
No problem at all, Loho. Be good, man.
That is Big Ant Heron. Follow him on Twitter at Big Ant Heron. That's where you can find him. The bottom of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team. Coach Collins and the Cats host Maryland this Wednesday at Welsh Ryan Arena at 8 p.m. Buy tickets now at NUSports.com. I have some thoughts on the things that transpire and then what happens next. George McCaskey, you will hear his press conference live on The Score at 1 o'clock. We need to take a timeout, then we'll get back to you next here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Zach Morris is trash.
Zach Morris is trash.
Yeah, now he can move on to do whatever it is that he's going to do next. I'm sure his hair will look fabulous. At 1 o'clock, we will hear from George McCaskey. My hope is that he will lay out his vision for what happens next. My hope is that there will be a restructuring of how the Bears work that is similar to what we saw with how the Cubs worked under Theo Epstein's tenure. That there will be a split of duties where you can put Ted Phillips over on special projects or the business side of the Bears, and then you're going to hire a football person to be in charge and then get out of the way and allow that person to do what it is that they're doing. I am encouraged by the fact that it seems like George had made his mind up that that's good, that they weren't looking for an extra data point. Although if they were looking for an extra data point to bolster their position, they definitely got one with yesterday's performance. But I'm not even that, like, obviously I didn't know how today was going to go, if the Bears were going to take a couple of days. And it was interesting that yesterday they put out a press release saying that they were going to make players available to talk to the media today, and then they would let us know about Ryan and Matt. I took that as encouraging when I got the email, because to me it meant that they had made their minds up about both guys, and had they split it up, it would have been like, then we would have had to worry about Zach Morris getting the run of the building for the next year at least. This gives the Bears an opportunity to have a fresh start with their approach. I don't know if this is going to be what we all hope, but at least it gives them a chance to be what we all hope. That clearly ownership saw the failures of these two collaborating on things almost as clearly as we saw it. And now, how do they go about rectifying that? I don't think that there's a rush to find your football. Like, and I know that people are now, like, everyone thinks that they have cracked the code and they're going to throw a name out there for a head coaching candidate. I'm more concerned with the overall structure of how the Bears football operation goes. The head coach to me is probably secondary or maybe even tertiary to me. I want to hear what he has to say about how the Bears are going to be run and what lessons were learned. Like, what were the lessons that were learned from what's been a failure the last three seasons? And with Pace, overall, his tenure was a failure. So what lessons did you learn? And did you learn to ask better questions about how your football operation is being run? These are some of the things that I'm going to write down. This is active listening for all of us. We are glad that you are here, whether you're listening online, if you're listening over the air, or you're listening on twitch.tv/Chicago670theScore.
Twitch.
George McCaskey will speak, and you will hear it next here on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.